people wouldn't have to stay there. This is Patrick Kennett, or Kennett. I apologize for keeping you.
Yes, Your Honor. Jeff Hartman on behalf of Mr. Kennett, who is the representative in the foreign main proceeding in Paris.
Just one second. Oh, okay.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Arthur Zorio on behalf of Jed Margolin, and I believe I have co-counsel on the phone. Okay.
Your Honor, this is Steve Abelman, and I appreciate you accommodating me by allowing me to participate telephonically.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Your Honor,
yes.
If I may.
Please.
This began with Mr. Kennett's Chapter 15 petition for recognition of a foreign proceeding, which I filed in May of this year.
And this is the proceeding that's in France, is that correct?
That's correct. And to jump to today, Mr. Abelman filed an objection to the petition for recognition on behalf of Mr. Margolin. That was docket entry 13, filed on June 16th. On August 3rd, I filed what I call the status report and a reply regarding the French proceeding against Zandi, and that's docket entry 18. Mr. Abelman and I agreed to continue the hearing, I believe, twice, and now the matter is set for today. We have not reached any kind of an agreement, so it's at issue for the court. So I would like to direct your attention to the status report, which was docket entry 18. Hang on.
Thank you. Just wait a second. Lubnata, could you please print docket number 12 for me? Thank you. That's docket 12, but I have the next one. No problem. I was just confused. Oh, did I say 12? I want 13. I just spoke. I'm sorry. You didn't make a mistake. I did. So you, there was an attempted bribery of you, sir?
Are you talking to...
You, to...
Mr. Zorio?
Mr. Zorio.
Oh, I'm counsel, Your Honor. That was Mr. Adam McMillan.
Okay.
Yes, at my office.
I've just never seen an allegation that somebody tried to bribe a lawyer in a case in front of me. Okay, I read these. Go ahead.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'll limit it to basically what's addressed in my status report and reply, which is that under Section 1516, the court is entitled to certain presumptions concerning recognition of a foreign proceeding. Do you have it there available?
Title 1516, I do not. I don't think. Oh, bankruptcy.
Yeah, Section 1516 of Title 11.
I do have it. I don't get into the 15 very often.
We understand. I understand. This is my second one.
Mine as well. Okay.
Section 1516 is entitled Presumptions Concerning Recognition. Subsection A says if the decision or certificate referred to in 1515B indicates that the foreign proceeding is a foreign proceeding that the person or body is a foreign representative, the court is entitled to so presume. Subparagraph B also says, the court is entitled to presume that documents submitted in support of the petition for recognition are authentic, whether or not they have been legalized. The documents which I attached to the initial petition for recognition and then the one attached as Exhibit A to the reply brief basically are documents issued by the French court, and I have the original certified stamped copy in my files. The copies that were filed with the court, of course, are not the originals. But basically, I think that the foreign main proceeding representative, Mr. Kinnett, has met the threshold requirements of this court granting the petition for foreign recognition. And as I indicated in my paper, that even if the allegations made by Mr. Margolin against Zandian are true, the policies under Section 1501 of the international provisions regarding insolvency statutes should apply, and this court should extend what almost relates to comity to the proceedings in the foreign court and allow this court to take jurisdiction over the assets here in the state of Nevada. I've indicated to Mr. Abelman that if the court determines to grant our petition for foreign recognition, then under Section 1511, we would commence either an involuntary proceeding against Mr. Zandian under Section 303, or if he were to consent to being a debtor under Chapter 7, then we would proceed under Section 301. In either case, we would seek to have a trustee appointed to administer the assets that are located in the state of Nevada. So I'll defer now to Mr. Abelman, unless the court has questions of me.
No, thank you. Counsel?
Thank you, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Let me premise this by saying I'm not questioning the authenticity of any of the materials presented by Mr. Hartman. Rather, we question whether those materials meet the requisite threshold. And as you pointed out earlier, there are any number of unique aspects to this case. And there are still many unanswered questions which cause us to feel profoundly uncomfortable with making a decision to recognize the foreign proceeding at this juncture. Just by way of quick background, Jeb Margolin has been actively pursuing Zandian for almost 7 years since he filed his lawsuit against Zandian in December of 2009. He was successful in obtaining a judgment against Zandian in June of 2013, so 3.5 years later. Since then, Zandian has engaged in evasive actions, including, we believe, fraudulent conveyances. So in May of this year, Mr. Margolin filed an action to void deeds in essence, a fraudulent conveyance action in the district court located in Carson City. 2 weeks later, after an 18-year period of dormancy, Mr. Kinney filed this petition for recognition. Mr. Hartman did indeed supplement the original petition. It would be our position that the information was helpful, but it was more in the line of providing an additional tablespoon of content when really a full cup was needed. And I'll be more specific. We believe that the supplement was insufficient because the status report and reply, if you have that in front of you, references a certificate. It has a certificate regarding insolvency proceedings. And again, we're presuming the authenticity of this. And so there's three entries on that certificate.
So hang on for just
first
a second.
First one is eight.
Hang on for just 1 second.
It would
I'm going back to the English language.
It would be docket 18-1, page 2 of 4, Your Honor.
Docket 18, yeah, hold on. Exhibit A, would that be what it is?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm looking at a document whose heading is the clerk's office of the commercial court with a street address and a telephone number, certificate regarding insolvency proceedings. Is that what we're looking at, counsel?
Yes.
Okay.
And
not
then a little bit, right, and a little bit further down, like halfway in the page, it says concerning Gollum, Zandian, Jazzy.
Correct.
Sure. But it's hard to discern from our vantage point whether this is indeed an insolvency proceeding involving Mr. Zandian. We know that there was an insolvency proceeding involving Computer World, in which Computer World obtained a judgment against Mr. Zandian for 20,000 francs. So what we can't discern is there a separate Zandian case or is this part of the Computer World case? I mean, it would be very helpful to have the docket sheet for the Zandian case. It would be helpful to know what Mr. Kinney did to transform the 20,000 franc judgment into a judgment for euros, since francs were formally removed as French currency in February of 2012. So it's hard to discern whether. Yeah, well, I mean, how do we know that this is current and still viable? And if you look at 11 U.S.C. Section 1502, it says the debtor means an entity that is the subject of a foreign proceeding. And so we're still confused as to whether there's a separate insolvency proceeding pending against Bandian, or if it's part and parcel with the Computer World.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Okay. Am I not required to presume under 1516 that this document is what it purports to be?
Yes, but what does it? The question I have is, what does it purport to be? It's a certificate saying these pleadings have been filed. So I'm not sure what these pleadings reflect.
Well, it's a certificate regarding insolvency proceeding. Regarding a receivership for the liquidation of assets in 67, which is a long time ago, a judicial reorganization, which was some time ago, but then a protection, judicial reorganization, and liquidation that is in 05 concerning Mr. Zandian, who has an address. I don't know what produced the following results on a search of the corporate registry produced the following results. A judgment dated 1998. And according to the way you read this, this judgment concerns Mr. Zandian. A judgment in 2015, the way this reads, also concerning Mr. Zandian. The appointment of a new bankruptcy judge to replace the previous judge in February of last year. and then says it's subject to any other bankruptcy courts.
Your Honor, I hate to interrupt Mr. Abelman, but I think I can help
explain this to all of us.
I think I can help on this particular issue.
Okay.
If you, again, go to my reply and look at page 2, paragraph 7. I hate to refer you to all these things, but...
Paragraph 2, page 7?
Page 2, paragraph 7.
As a result of the commercial court of...
Right. Denver. Now, that references docket entry 1, which was my original petition, attached to which was the April 1998 document referenced in what you've just read from.
Okay.
So, at docket entry 1, page 9 of 12, and I can hand it up if it's
okay,
easier.
Please, that'd be better. Do you have a copy for counsel?
I'm not here with you.
We'll make him one.
It's docket 1, page 9 of 12.
May I approach that?
Yeah, please. And can you give me the copy you have for me now?
Sure.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Is this my copy? Thank you. You get it, sir?
It's my copy, but it's your copy now.
It's our copy. A handsome picture of Mr. Kinnett 20 years ago.
On one other page, right?
Oh.
I'm talking about 9 of 12.
No, I'm sorry, this was 5 of 12. Oh, I'm sorry.
So, Your Honor, that document of which 9 of 12 is a part is the April 1998 document that's referenced in the certificate regarding insolvency proceedings. And you can see that begins at the top of page 9 that essentially it says it is ordered that a liquidation proceeding is commenced against Mr. Zandian.
So, Your Honor, if I may, and
yes.
I appreciate Mr. Hartman's help on this, I'm happy to utilize what's most expeditious, and we can dispense with all formality. So, I have no problem with Mr. Hartman pointing that out. If you go back one page to the pleading cover sheet where it says judgment of 3 April 1998 bankruptcy proceedings number, and I'm sorry, are you there?
What are we looking at exactly? We're looking I think it's 2 pages back. Judgment of April 3, 1998, 6th chamber.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it says bankruptcy proceedings number 989252, Kinney, judicial liquidator of Computer World versus Mr. Gollum Zandian Jazzy. So my point is, these materials don't reflect whether this is a independent insolvency action of relating to Mr. Zandian, or this is just what would be akin to an adversary proceeding brought by Mr. Kinney as the judicial liquidator of Computer World. And if it's the latter, then I would submit that it doesn't meet the threshold for Chapter 15, and it's just another party seeking to sue or collect from Mr. Zandian, as opposed to an independent insolvency action of where Mr. Zandian is the debtor.
Well, Your Honor, I guess it comes down to...
If I may finish, because there's a couple points that that I want to tie together, and then Mr. Hartman can proceed. And that's why, you know, a docket sheet from this case, which is 18 years old, would be informative. I also want to shift to the public policy aspect. 11 U.S.C. Section 1506 says nothing in this chapter prevents the court from refusing to take an action governed by this chapter if the action would be manifestly contrary to public policy of the United States. And this is where the underlying basis of this action in France is so important. It appears that the primary purpose of the... Well, let me take a step back. Zandian was the owner of 48% of Computer World. Apparently, under French law, there were sufficient grounds by which, as an owner of Computer World, Zandian could be held liable for the debts of Computer World. So the underlying judgment that Mr. Canet obtained was for up to 20,000 francs. Now, what's most curious is that the 19,000 of the 20,000 francs are a claim from what is referred to as Bank Mali. And Bank Mali is an Iranian-owned bank. And what transpired was in the United States was that Zandian was arrested for illegally attempting to import two high-speed IBM computers to Iran through Computer World. And he was caught, and the two computers were confiscated because these computers were IBM ES9000s, which at the time were the most powerful IBM computers made and had the capacity to be used for military purposes. And because of that, the export of these computers to Iran was banned. So it appears that Bank Mali, the Iranian-owned bank, was financing the sale of those computers. And so 95% of the indebtedness owed by Computer World appears to be owed to Bank Mali. And we think that it would be contrary to U.S. public policy to allow this action to be utilized to take the proceeds from assets in Nevada.
Well, I was told there are no proceeds of assets or assets in Nevada.
No, there is property owned. There was property owned in Nevada by by Zandian. Some parcels were foreclosed upon by Mr. Margolin, but others are subject, I have not been foreclosed upon, and were the subject of the fraudulent conveyance action that Mr. Margolin filed in May.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, you've told me lots of interesting stuff, but none of it's evidence, so you're just telling me stuff. I've not seen declarations or I'm not even sure you could testify to most of those things because it's kind of interesting historical background. But my inclination is, since I'm required to give weight to documents which purport to be foreign documents, foreign judicial documents, I'm inclined to go ahead and recognize the cross-border insolvency, which would result in the appointment of a Chapter 7 trustee in the near term, which would prevent then this individual from cloud the title to the real property he has, which would make it much more difficult to for him to get rid of. Your client could at some point move for stay relief while the property was impacted by the bankruptcy court and could go forward, but you'd have to make an evidentiary showing that he was entitled to that property or had a judgment and that there were no other creditors. So I understand what you're telling me, but I don't have any proof of that, and I'm not questioning your verity or your lack of knowledge. I just don't have it in a form that's admissible in court. So I'm going to recognize the insolvency proceeding, and Mr. Hartman can go forward and get a Chapter 7 filed and get a trustee appointed. It is without my recognizing this is without prejudice to a further motion by your client to get rid of it, if you can establish that, in fact, there is no French proceeding. I know that there's an inconsistency in that francs are referenced as opposed to euros. I don't know why that might be. I just don't know enough French law how they would do that. But I don't know any French law actually on how they would do that. But maybe that's explainable. Maybe not. But the fact that there is a currency that would have been the currency involved at the time of the action that is referenced in a pleading that is post recognition of the franc and the euro would be ordinary. Maybe there's some requirement or some practice that in France that they would denominate it that way. In this country, we're fortunate enough to have had the dollar for a long, long time, and we don't have to deal with that. So I'm granting Mr. Hartman's motions. I'm not discounting your client's position. I don't think your client is significantly injured at this point by recognizing the cross-border insolvency, but I think he can certainly make a showing and try and get stay relief if that's appropriate. So, questions?
No, Your Honor.
Yes, sir.
Your Honor, I just want to correct a misstatement that I believe I made. I said the judgment was for 20,000 francs. It was actually for 20 million francs.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that's a lot more.
Not that changes your result. I just wanted to correct the record.
I think something said 20,000 francs, because I had that same impression from reading through these documents. But anyway, it's a significant chunk of money. But I think you need more evidence in order to get stay relief. And I would prefer to have more evidence from the French court that is more understandable, if that's possible.
Your Honor.
But
I'll prepare an order and submit it to Mr. Abelman.
Okay. Counselor, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Interesting.
I have my document.
Maybe if I haven't lost it. I thought you would just kindly mark it for me. Is that the right one? That's a different one. Thank you. Thanks a lot. We'll be in recess.